Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
Wherever in the world you are, this is the Power Hours. This is Reverend Terry Power coming to you live from Eastern Pennsylvania. And I hope everyone is doing well tonight. We are here for a full moon ritual, and we have our cast and crew all set up. And my lady, my love, my partner, Robin, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. And we are joined tonight by our regular ritual cast. We've got Nivasi.
Hello.
How are you doing, Niv?
Hi, Niv.
Hi,
and
how are you?
Got,
good.
All right. And we've got Vega and Shira joining us. How are you guys tonight?
We're having a little bit of trouble here, but I think we've got it sorted out.
Cool.
Hey, gremlins are always fine, and it just shows how much we're dedicated to doing what we're doing.
It's good.
So all righty then. I'm getting excited, I'm going to go ahead and mute Vega and Shira for a couple of minutes while they work on technical stuff, and you know, Robin and I are getting ready to take off to do some workshops this coming weekend. And I'm having a little bit of a road trip, and I'm just getting excited. And, you know, I've got the van all set up. I've got a couple of things to transfer over in the morning. And then I'm headed to work and then straight up to home to start getting packed and everything. So I'm stoked. I'm ready. I'm ready for a road trip and some fun. I always love going to festivals.
Yeah, it's always a fun experience, and I'm really looking forward to it as well.
And looking forward to, you know, being over at Camp Midian, seeing some old friends, some friends I've had, you know, people I've known for a very long time, as well as some newer friends and making even newer friends than that. So you don't leave a festival untouched. You know, mostly good, occasionally not so good, but never leave a festival and, you know, when you're not affected by it.
This is true.
So, go ahead.
I did just want to say something, if you don't mind. I have a friend who, actually Lisa called me a little bit ago, and a mutual friend of ours, her brother, Jonathan, was in a motorcycle accident today and is at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Jersey, in pretty serious condition. And I was just sort of hoping that I know that a lot of people don't know him, but if you do any sort of palliative care or sending healing and you know, strength to people as part of your practice, I would like to ask everybody within the sound of my voice to do that tonight. He was supposed to get married this coming Saturday, and obviously that's not going to happen. So it's kind of sad. Hopefully he will recover, but he sounds like he has some pretty serious injuries. Every last little, you know, good wish for him, positive energy, would be appreciated.
How about once we cast the circle, before we start the meditation, let's just, everyone, while we're all in that very connected place, let's just reach out and send positive energy to the higher self of Jonathan so that that energy can be used by the higher self in the way that's best for Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
How does that
sound? That sounds great to me if everybody else is okay with it.
Yep, and I'm lighting the candle right now.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Sure.
All righty. So we will do that.
Yep, we're good.
Just before we start the guided meditation, we'll all do that, and then we'll go from that into the meditation. So, gosh, I guess with that said, let's go ahead.
I'm just
going to
make sure you can hear me.
Yeah. All right, sure, I can hear you.
Am I audible as
call.
Well?
Yeah,
all right, I've now heard everyone's voices, so we are good to go. So, my lady, let's go ahead and take it away.
Become aware of the people around you, both physically and in other places around the globe. We've come together in spirit to celebrate the full moon. As we approach this harvest, the sun shines daily, heating the atmosphere as a prelude to the thunderstorms that cool the evening's heat. Nature's bounty is growing and ripening around us and coming to its final fullness.
Now, focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy in from the universe. Feel it entering through the crown of your head. See the blue white light of the universe filling you, stopping at your third eye. At your third eye, see the ball of violet light spinning, feel the pressure building and see it open. And the clear blue white light of the universe fills your entire head, stopping at your throat. And at your throat chakra, see the blue ball of light spinning, feel the pressure building. Pressure, the light of the universe building up. See the ball of blue light spinning until it opens. Filling your upper chest and stopping at your heart. And at your heart, see the ball of green light. Spinning, feel the pressure building behind it. Light of the universe, clear, blue, beautiful. Feel it building. Feel the pressure. See the ball of green light spinning until it opens. And the light of the universe fills your entire chest, stopping at your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, see the ball of yellow light spinning. Feel the light of the universe, blue, white, clear light, shining down, filling you, pushing against your solar plexus. See the ball of yellow light until it opens and the light fills you, stopping at your second chakra. And there, you see the ball of orange light spinning. Feel the pressure building behind it. See the ball of orange light spinning until it too opens. And the entire body is filled, stopping at your root chakra, where you see a ball of red light spinning and spinning. Feel the pressure building up in your torso. The beautiful, clear, white light of the universe filling you, putting pressure. See the ball of red light spinning until it also opens. And the blue, white light of the universe fills your entire body, down your arms, down your legs, feel it into your toes. Feel it moving into your hand. Feel yourself full of the clear, blue, white light of the universe. Extend your arms out in front of you and open your palm chakras and feel the energy spilling out, beams of light, connecting everyone in this circle across space and time, connecting us. See the colors mingle together. Feel the light glowing and growing. See the web of light as it surrounds and protects this space and this time, connecting everyone in the sound of this ritual. We are in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, together, here, tonight, to honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm. Your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware of yourself as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art and surge forward on the path to new learning and living up to our potential. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passion, encouraging us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion, and intuition to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful harvest in both the physical and spiritual realm. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail
and
welcome.
And welcome. Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask you to be with us tonight. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
O God, we call on you tonight in your form as lover of the goddess and father yet to be. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals who are growing quickly and have already begun to prepare for the coming of winter. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength. A place bathed in your love. Help us to see far and make plans and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O Father, as we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O Goddess, we call you tonight in your form as mother-to-be. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor you in this full moon. You are the new mother, carrying life inside her body, waiting for it to issue forth anew into the world. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength. A place bathed in your love and light. Join us, O Mother. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
And welcome.
As we join together this evening to celebrate this full moon, I'd like to take a moment and ask everybody who can hear me to send some healing energy to my friend Yanira's brother, Jonathan, in the hospital at Robert Wood Johnson in New Jersey. Whatever aspect of the divine you honor, however you deem it possible, I ask that you send him some energy for healing and for his family, love and support, the best possible outcome for all involved. It would mean so much to her and her family.
And now, from your heart chakras, see a beam of green light shining up and joining with that of everyone around the circle. See the cone reaching to the sky, pointing up. Each of us with a beam of green light from our heart chakras. And at the top of the cone, at the very peak, see the energy swirl see it grow. Feel the love. Feel the healing. Mother and Father God, we ask you to direct this energy to the higher self of Jonathan, that this energy may be used in a way that is best for him and for his family. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now see that ball of light, that energy. See it as it shoots off into space, hurtling away to do its job. And the beams of light draw back into our heart chakras. Like you stand together in this circle of love, this circle of protection, this circle of friendship. Thank you all.
Niv.
Sorry.
It's okay, honey.
It's been a rough week. Beloved ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you have never leave us. Help us continue with the growth and connection.
Tonight we participate in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight we will again cross the little stone bridge to the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess as we each see her and feel her love for us.
And now find a comfortable position. Relax and become aware of your breathing and the rhythms of your body. Breathe deeply, listening to the rhythms. Feel yourself floating. Feel yourself relaxed. And as you float, you settle down into your new surroundings. You open your eyes, and you're seated on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. The fountain flows with clear water. In fact, as you look, you realize that the water is almost impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. Clearing where you are is small and the trees are close. You feel their presence and yet you are unafraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. Feel a slight breeze as it moves your hair and clothes. Smell the fresh scents of the flowers and the trees, the smells of summer. Hear the call of birds as they circle overhead and the rustle of life in the trees all around you. All is calm. All is welcoming. All is at peace. After a time, you notice a small path leading away from the fountain. we follow it. Walk through the field, past the circle of trees, feel the earth beneath your feet, feel the grass as it plays against your legs. After a short time, you notice a small footbridge made of stone. You see it as it arches slightly and crosses a rocky creek of very rapidly flowing water. Like the water in the fountain, it seems almost impossibly clear and crisp. Step up onto the bridge and pause at the peak. Look down into the creek. Watch the way the light plays in the currents. Hear the sound of it splashing against the rocks. Feel the slight mist as it sprays and splashes. Now take a moment to see all of the burdens and cares of this world and place them on the stone railing at the bridge. You may see these as packages, rocks, or any other image that symbolizes burdens and weighty cares. You may even notice that there are more packages or more burdens there than you realized you were carrying. But the goddess knows. And when you're sure that every package, every burden, every rock has been placed on that railing, look at it for a moment. Look at that pile. And then sweep it into the water. See them as they're swallowed by the clear, fresh water. See them being taken by the goddess. She will deal with them now. She will hold them for a time and deal with them. Some she may return, others she may keep. They are hers now. And whatever comes of these, know that you are about to enter the goddess's territory, but you are now free, free of those burdens. And you're now open to meet with her and to listen to her guidance. Now that you are free of these burdens, you pass over the bridge and follow the path as it turns once more into some woods. You begin to feel the closeness to the goddess and to nature. It is almost like a hug from the goddess. See it all around you. Smell the smells of the forest in the summer. Hear the animals and birds. Feel the forest. Feel the growth. Feel the very essence of life itself. As you continue to walk, you become aware of the sounds of the ocean. They sound somewhat muted and distant. And as the trees part, you realize that you are hearing the ocean crash against a cliff far below where you stand. You walk to the edge and look down and see a shoreline of rocks and churning water. You sense the incredible power, the incredible majesty of the scene. And again, you are reminded of the goddess. Hear the seabirds calling. See them whirl and twist in the air, and then dive into the waters to rise again and twist and soar can now smell salt in the air and feel that coolness of the damp sea breezes as it caresses your cheeks. This is the hand of the goddess gently stroking and cupping your face and your cheeks. You turn now to the right and follow the path to the top of the cliff. And you see that it rises. And as you see the path ahead of you, you have this sense of homecoming in your heart. You feel the call of that home. It's like feeling the end of a long journey, as you know that home is so close, and you long to be home. You follow the path more quickly now, urged by that feeling of home, called to return to that place of security, belonging, and peace. You rush to be home. Climb the path. Feel the hard stone beneath your feet. Feel your breath and the exertion. Feel the strain in your legs and in your chest. Climb, rush, home awaits. The goddess awaits. And as you curve around, you see it. Beautiful white column temple. It stands on the crest of the cliff line. It is shining in the afternoon sun. It's glowing like a beacon, calling you home, calling us all. You rush inside and pause in the coolness of the interior and realize that you've been running. Take a moment and feel the calm. Feel the peace. Feel home. After you catch your breath and relax for a few moments, you start to look around. Around you are 9 columns of stone. And above you is a great white dome that rests upon these columns. In the center of that dome, you see an oculus open to the sky above. From the edges of the oculus, 9 silver chains descend to support a cauldron that hangs at waist level over a fire in the center of the floor. All of this immediately beneath the oculus. Next to the fire and the cauldron, you see a large white altar. And it is so white that it seems to give off a slight glow of its own. And beside that is a large throne made of the same material as the altar, glowing. Off to the side is a small writing desk and a bench, and a table with food and 2 cups. You now become aware of a presence entering the temple. And as you look, you see the goddess approaching. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you now in the way that is best for you, here and now. And as she approaches, you immediately feel her love. You feel welcome and comfortable. She comes to you and offers a hug. And as she hugs you, you feel all the love and joy of being held. You feel the love and healing energy fill you almost bursting. She motions you to the bench and you sit with her. She hands you a cup and places refreshments between you. You sit for a time in companionable silence, enjoying the refreshments offered. After a time, she takes the plate and the cups and sets them back on the table. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. And as your eyes lock, you see the depth of the universe there, the ages and the wisdom and the love. After a moment with a nod, she breaks the soul gaze. You look at her now and you ask her her name. You ask her to show herself to you as you need to see her. Sit now and speak with the goddess with whom you need to work. Listen to her guidance. Speak with her about your plans, your hopes, and your dreams. And then listen. The message may come in words, symbols, or simply a knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate the meaning. But for now, you sit and listen. At length, she uncovers another tray that you had not noticed on the table. On it is a gift to assist you in the fulfillment of your talk with the goddess today. Thank her again for her gift. Enjoy your connection with the goddess, knowing that it need not diminish with your return to the mortal realm. But return you must. She takes you again to the path where you came in and bids you love and farewell until your next visit. You now know you may return as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her with you as you descend back down the path and through the trees. You cross back over the bridge and sit on the bench, looking at the fountain and thinking of what you have experienced. Think about your gift. Think about your message. It is now time to return to your body. On the count of three, you will be back in the room where we started. One, you begin to feel your body. You feel weight. Two, you are getting heavier, sliding back into your body. You can wiggle your hands and toes. Three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great goddess, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must, with love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Great goddess of the universe, mother-to-be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times, for we know you will never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
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 Hail
and
farewell. Great God of the universe, lover of the goddess and father yet to be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the earth, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell.
Farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of water, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell.
Spirits of fire, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave us with the gifts we require to continue to move forward in our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of air, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
hail
farewell.
And farewell. The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right, as is our usual, we're going to take a short break and listen to a song. I'm feeling particularly called tonight to play Antlered Crown and Standing Stone by Darv the Bard. I'm not sure why. I don't question these things anymore, so we're just going to go with it. So everybody stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk with our ritualists, and you're listening to the Power Hours on Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We'll be right back.
I am the face within the leaf. I'm the voice within the tree. I am boy, I am man, the face of the changing man, and I have been your constant guide, from your caves on the mountainside, we have walked hand in hand, and everywhere that I have the birds sing to the dawn, and the land has awoken, and oh, my lady lays with me, and the land to be born again. But don't you cry and don't you grieve, for soon the wild hunt I will leave on the night of Samhain. I am lover, I am father, I am horned god and king. I'm the life in all of nature that is reborn every spring. Call the stag and cry of eagle, I am child of Barleycorn, and I am the antler crowned and standing storm. The air is cold, the sky is gray. Where am I this winter's day? Bones of trees, fallen leaves, the time of the winter queen. But through the wind and snow and rain, know that a part of me remains. Holly stands evergreen.
Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Tyler, and you're listening to The Power Hours. And our on-air full moon ritual tonight, joined by my lady, Robin. How you doing, darling?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm good.
And Niv, who served as our elder tonight.
Who actually needed an elder there herself.
And Vega and Shira called quarters for us. So thanks, everyone, for being with us tonight.
Absolutely.
So again, we are we've completed another ritual, and we always come together after and share our experiences. And starting with Shira.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you some experiences tonight.
I had a little trouble with my focus, and I lost it kind of where the gift came in and stuff like that. I kind of missed that, so I'm not really sure what actually occurred. Part of it, I saw my grandmother before I saw Hecate. And I think it was my grandmother just telling me I can do anything I want to. Kind of a reminder, so but I just lost focus after that, so I'm not quite sure totally what was going to go on.
Actually, nothing was missed. The gift was given, and then we were thanking the goddess for her gifts.
Yeah, we lost the sound, and it just kind of, it said that the host had disconnected, so it took a bit to come back. So while we were looking, I lost my focus.
Uh-huh. I understand. Yeah, I was hoping for a theatrical pause, but because
it worked.
I saw it was right at the moment where I said, I thank her for her gift, that I saw the line go dead.
Yeah.
And so I immediately called back in, got everything set back up, and said, thank her again, and then I went on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hoping that it would come across as pause. So, anyway, gremlins. If you hadn't been looking at the feed, you might not have even noticed. So.
It's because there was no sound at all. There wasn't even the rustling. There was nothing where you'd been hearing a little bit of at least some background sound. So, yeah.
I understand.
I think somewhere in there was a pen and paper, but I'm not sure what that was about.
Interesting. Vega, what about you?
It was kind of interesting. The goddess presented herself as Ceridwen. It's usually the cauldron, the Owen was there. And what I think the realization I came away with was an idea of gratitude and something that I need to work on, in the message that came when it was uncovered. It was kind of a bounty that was there before me that I hadn't really accepted or being grateful for. So that's what I came away with.
All right. Very cool. Hi, Niv, what about you?
Welcome back to Earth, right? Sorry about that. I sort of spaced out before we were given gifts.
Don't.
Then I came back.
So what was your experience with the meditation tonight?
I've been going through a lot this past couple weeks, so it was actually I'm not going to say it was a being, but I will say that it was like this warm glow and so comforting. Like a big hug. And then my gift was a hairbrush, so I don't know what that means. But I know that my grandmother herself used to brush my hair to calm me down after whatever, and that was a calming thing, a comfort thing. So that's possibly what it is. Maybe it's not, but I just know that I just got an awesome hug.
All right. Well, that's always a good thing.
Yes.
All right. Well, my lady, Robin, what did you get?
Well, for me this time, it was really about the goddess Sekhmet and her coming to me and talking about being prepared and not forgetting to get all my ducks in a row and to also not to forget to defend myself when needed. She's always sort of been, she's the mother lion, and to emulate her and to be ready and pounce when necessary, and but show extreme gentleness and kindness when necessary. But apparently there's going to be some sort of challenge coming up here soon where I'm going to have to be prepared, which is pretty much what she was saying to me.
Okay. Wow, sounds like everybody got something out of this.
Mm-hmm.
That is very cool. For myself, my experience was much more, like Liv was saying, it wasn't so much an entity, a form. I will admit that sometimes when I'm guiding the meditations, I don't always get the depth of it myself. So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that everyone had an amazing experience tonight and got a message that was needed. And I want to say again, thank you to everyone. You guys, here we are again. We five, who every time we're doing a ritual, I know that we can count on Shira and Vega and Niv to join us. And I can count on my lady to be standing by my side. Pretty good feeling from where I'm sitting. And I just want to say thank you. And I love you guys.
We love you. We love both of you.
Thanks. Yeah,
group
you know.
Hug.
Yeah,
that's
group
funny.
Hug.
You just said what I thought.
It's too bad that Shira and Vega are so far away, because we could, you know, otherwise maybe get together, because Niv is in Pittsburgh, which is a bit of a distance, but we could manage it. But it's a shame. It would be great to be able to do one of these in person.
You never know,
yeah,
one
would.
Day.
Yeah, that would
maybe.
Be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to get over to Central PA and come visit us and see the mountain.
Yeah, and Niv has been here many times.
Yeah, Niv's been there tons of times.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It is,
yeah.
And especially in the fall. My God,
it is. Yeah, it
it's like the goddess kissed the trees. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love the fall, and I love the early summer with the fireflies. We have hundreds and hundreds of fireflies here. It's
Wait,
just look. Amazing. It looks like Christmas lights outside.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty magical this year. I thought they were just there for me.
Hmm.
If I could just bottle up some of that and bring it home, that'd be great. But it dissipates within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just got to hang on to it, darling. Take a stone back with you from the mountain and take it with you.
You know how many stones I've taken up to that mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Crystals all over the place up there for me. So, and everyone else, I believe. I believe several
mm-hmm.
people have laid crystals up there. And that's
yeah.
why it's so energized at the top.
Yeah. Yeah, it is beautiful.
Well, now take something back with you. So,
someday.
We are at the top of the hour. And Robin and I have a big road trip this weekend. So I think we're going to start, again, thanks to everyone. Thanks to all of our listeners and participants across the globe, whether you're listening live or you're listening to this in the archives, know that time and space are an illusion and that we are all together in this moment, raising this energy together and having this experience together. And I can feel the huge numbers of people in these circles that are growing. Every time we do one of these, it gets bigger. And I can feel you all with us in the circle, and I am honored.
Agreed.
So let's see. If anyone wants to get in touch with any member of the staff, crew, hosts, panelists, guests, anybody on the radio station, you can email us. Yeah, you can email cern.org@gmail.com. And then we will get put in the subject line who it is you're trying to get in touch with, and we'll make sure that those messages get to whomever. If you want to get in touch with Robin or myself, we have a shared email address, and you can reach us personally by emailing littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook page, Little Stonebridge Pathworkings, also on Facebook. And click like. If you like what you see and some of the stuff we've got going on, some of our projects, click like and let us know that you're there. Robin, how does someone get in touch with you?
They can, of course, email me as well at that littlestonebridge@gmail.com because we share that. Also, my Facebook page, Robin A. McKean, or the Facebook page, Spiritual Wellness Physical Health. Also, the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page. And I think that's it.
Okay. And if someone's trying to find me, they can find my Facebook page. My friend's page is just Terry Power. That shows me in North Copley, Pennsylvania. And you'll see something in the description or in there about the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. When you find that, you're in the right place. Or the public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP. And that's another page you click like when you see it. And let me know that you're around. Or follow me on Twitter, @RevTerryPowerHP.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight, everyone around the globe that participates in these rituals, all of our rituals, ritual staff and ritualists, the cast members, the voices, the energy that we share every week, or every ritual anyway. You guys make this amazing, and again, thank you. So,
you're welcome.
Thank you for letting me join you.
Oh, it is more than my pleasure. It is my honor. So I think with that, I'm just going to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.